A survey of happiness around the globe shows that Americans today are not as happy as they used to be. For the first time, the U.S. dropped out of the top 20 happiest countries, and the Americans who are most likely to say they're unhappy are under 30 years old. John Helliwell helped write the report, and he's here to tell us more. So, Professor, happiness means a lot of different things. How do you measure it?
The main measure we use in most of the science of well-being, but especially in the Gallup World Poll, is to ask people, as Aristotle suggested centuries ago, about their life as a whole. The particular question that we use in our report is one that says, think of your life as a ladder, with the best possible life as a 10 and the worst as a 0. How would you rate your life today?
And yet you are ranking countries based on happiness. Why are some countries full of people considered happier than others? Is it because of income, healthcare, education, crime rate?
It's typically more than that, but some of those things come into play. So it's related to things like crime rate and so on, because it really depends on whether people feel that they belong, that they're surrounded by trustworthy people, that other people will watch their back. One of the experimental things that separates the happy countries from the not happy countries is dropping wallets and asking people also whether they think their lost wallet would be returned. In the countries that normally show up as the happiest ones, people expect their wallets to be returned more than in other countries, and if they're experimentally dropped, they are returned. Unfortunately, all over the world, people are too pessimistic about how nice other people are, so they underestimate, often several-fold, the likelihood of their wallet actually being returned. So, of course, they're surprised when it is.
What are the implications for health and life expectancy depending on rankings?
That's a very good question. Your own health depends on your own feelings of happiness. There's a lot of work now linking up these measures of happiness with subsequent medical and health records of people for many, many years. And it's a clear dose-response relation that the greater your positive feelings and how well you feel about your life, the less morbidity and the lower mortality. And you can see why that would be.
I noticed that Israel was ranked as the fifth happiest country in the world. That is despite the data being collected after the Israel-Hamas war began in October. At the same time, Palestine ranked as number 103 out of 143, although their survey was done before October. What do you make of that?
Well, the state of Palestine has always ranked low, and we dug into the regions of Palestine, and the Gaza Strip is the lowest of all. And of course, it'd be even worse now. It'll be down in Afghanistan kind of levels. Israel's ranking did not go down more because we rank on the basis of the average of 3 years. If you had used just the current rating, you'd be out of the top 20. If you looked at the measures of positive and negative emotions, they have higher negative emotions after the October 7th than almost any country in the world. So it's any way you measure it, it's been a very serious hit.
So the big question for me is why the rankings for the United States dropped so much. It appears to be largely because of responses from Americans under the age of 30. They are much less happier than reported in previous years. What are the factors contributing to that?
Well, this is the first time we really studied happiness by age in a systematic way in the report. It's the focus of the whole report. And so these results jumped out at us that in the group of countries that includes Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, they were unique in terms of the size of their drop in youth satisfaction. And they're all countries that rank much higher for the happiness of the old than the happiness of the young. Canada and the United States being the extreme cases, where in both cases their ranks for the old, i.e. 60 plus, are 50 or more ranks higher than for the young. That's extraordinary.
Should we consider it a red flag?
Well, it's a flag, whether it's red, yellow, or green, but make sure you're on the right track as you start your engines. But I take it as a wake-up call and need to press a reset button.
Yeah. Professor John Helliwell is one of the editors and authors of the World Happiness Report. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.